Welcome to Pure Joe Hack or Hype, the show where I test the latest in wellness supplements and biohacking so you don't waste your money. Because in health, there is no one size fits all. So instead of asking, does this work? I ask a better question. Who does this actually work for? I'm Johanna, holistic health and wellness coach. Each episode, I speak to the experts behind the products, test them myself, and give you a clear verdict. Is it hack, hype, or does it depend on you? Before we start, a quick reminder that health is personal. Everything discussed on this show is based on individual experiences, expert opinions, and product testing, and should not be considered medical advice. What works for one person may not work for another, so always do your own research and seek professional guidance where appropriate. Right, let's get into today's product. Hello, you are listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. This is episode 2, and I'm your host, Johanna. Today we're talking about something that I think is going to make a lot of you very happy and hungry. We are talking about chocolate. Tell me, do you like to indulge in a square or two? Well, the global chocolate industry is valued at around $131.7 billion. This is heavily driven by the European demand and set to reach $184.7 billion by 2033. In the UK, 95% of adults eat chocolate. It's one of the most consumed foods in this country. 4 in 5 British people eat chocolate at least once a week. For many of us, it is a daily habit. £5.5 billion is the current value of the UK chocolate market. This is not a niche. This is woven into our culture. 759,000 tons of chocolate were consumed in the UK in 2024 alone. That is roughly 10.5 kilograms per person. 40% of the UK chocolate consumers are now actively seeking healthier options, be it reduced sugar, lower harmful ingredients, or added functional benefits. The sugar-free chocolate segment is specifically projected to grow at over 6% annually through to 2030. So we are a nation and a planet that loves chocolate. That has always been true, but something is shifting because alongside that love for chocolate, we are increasingly aware of what sugar is doing to our bodies. And that tension between the treat we love and the body that we want to look after is exactly where today's product sits. Before I get into the brand I tested, I just want to discuss sugar for a moment. A standard 45 gram milk chocolate bar, the kind you grab at the petrol station, contains around 25 grams of sugar. That is approximately 6 teaspoons. In one bar, the NHS recommends that adults consume no more than 30 grams of free sugars per day in total. So one bar takes you to the edge of your entire daily allowance before you've eaten a single meal. And what does that sugar actually do to the body? Well, we know it causes blood sugar spikes, that energy high followed by the slump that has you reaching for another one an hour later. We know it feeds the harmful bacteria in the gut. We know repeated overconsumption contributes to weight gain, insulin resistance, and increases the risk of type 2 diabetes and heart disease. The government did take action, however. The HFSS regulations, the high in fat, sugar, and salt, that came in October 22, removed chocolate from the most visible positions in the supermarkets. Did you notice? No more checkout displays. So impulse chocolate purchases dropped significantly. I find this fascinating. So it means that a lot of our chocolate eating is not driven so much by craving, it's driven by proximity. Remove it from the line of sight and we reach for it less. That is a powerful piece of evidence about our relationship with sugar. So the food industry has been on a mission to find a better way. And the sweetener journey has been a long one. First came the polyols, sugar alcohols like sorbitol, maltitol, xylitol, around since the mid-20th century. They were the original sugar replacements in everything from chewing gum to diabetic sweets. And many of them worked well in moderation, but the problem is that our body doesn't have the right enzymes to fully digest them. They pass to the colon where they ferment. And in large quantities, that fermentation is not subtle. You get gas, bloating, cramps. I mean, I know this from firsthand experience. I do have a lot of history with polyols. And then came the artificial sweeteners. So saccharin, sucralose, and aspartame. Zero calories, but growing consumer unease about their safety and the aftertaste pushed the industry to look further. So along came the natural revolution, stevia, derived from the leaves of the stevia plant native to South America, 300 times sweeter than sugar, zero calories and zero glycemic index. Impact, rather. EU approved since 2011. And monk fruit, an ancient Chinese fruit with an extract up to 200 times sweeter than sugar. Again, zero calories, zero blood sugar impact. These are where reduced sugar confectionery is heading. And today's product uses stevia alongside two other ingredients, which I will elaborate on later on in the show. So what is the brand I'm reviewing today? Well, it's called Pelege. This is not a startup brand. Pelege is a part of the Choc & Co family, a family-owned Belgian chocolate company that have been making fine chocolate since 1964. They are based near Brussels in Belgium, the chocolate capital of the world. Their portfolio includes several respected Belgian brands, and Pelege is their reduced sugar stevia collection. The brand has recently undergone significant rebranding, fresher, more modern, more wellness orientated. It is designed for individuals who want to enjoy premium Belgian chocolate without compromising on the rich cocoa flavor, but with fewer calories and less impact on blood sugar. You can find Pelege chocolates at independent retailers across the UK, from the Cotswolds to the Shetland Islands. An 85 gram bar is approximately £4.79. The mini bars are £2.49, and a beautiful gift box, selection gift box, is around £9.99. They have a good range of dark and milk and incorporate some flavours. So there is something for every palate. Now, let's chat to the CEO of Choc & Co. Her name is Andrea Gembler, to find out more and her personal chocolate making story. Before that, a quick note from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Somewhere on Earth, there are 4 acres that belong to you. You don't need to be there in person, only there in purpose, protecting it, defending it, keeping it alive. Because the world doesn't need more good intentions. It needs more meaningful actions. Register your interest at 4acresearth.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype on the UK Health Radio. I'm Johanna, your holistic health and wellness coach, and today we are putting Pelege Belgium Reduced Sugar Chocolate to the test. But before I give you my verdict, I want you to hear from the woman behind the brand. I am absolutely delighted to welcome the CEO of Choc & Co, Andrea Gembler. Andrea, welcome to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. It's so wonderful to have you here.
Yeah, thank you, Johanna. I'm very happy to be here.
Now, Andrea, Choc & Co. has been making Belgian chocolate since 1964. It's over 60 years as a family company. Tell us who you are, where you're based, how it works.
Okay, so we're based in Belgium. Fair. Since 2009, I'm here. And yes, the company used to belong to my dad. Now it's run by me and my husband. When I arrived here in 2009, there was Perlège was there, but wasn't really doing anything, you know, and it wasn't really an issue at the time, the no sugar added. I mean, it wasn't something that people were really much worried about, unless they had diabetes or some kind of disease. It was really a very small niche product.
Okay.
And so we revamped what was there. Still, it remained niche. And over the years, the no sugar added chocolates started growing more and more and more, just like diabetes in the world, I suppose, unfortunately. And yeah, this is and the collection which we have here now is has been completely revamped, the same with the recipe, because before in the past we used only maltitol. And in about 2011 about we decided to change the recipe and turn it over to stevia, which doesn't mean it has no more maltitol in it, but it has a lot less.
Yes.
Okay. And we have the stevia. And
okay.
We find that this recipe is really something which you have difficulty recognizing if it's a regular chocolate or if it's a sugar reduced.
So where did the name come from? Do you know?
Perlège, it came from pearl in French. The pearl of chocolates. That was the idea behind the founders. The guy who founded the brand. He wanted it to be the pearl of chocolates, so la perle.
Yeah.
And léger means light in French.
Aha.
So perlège.
Perlège, yeah. I love it. Very
a
clever.
Light pearl.
A light pearl, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Actually, the packaging works quite well with that as well, doesn't it? Being so
yes.
light, it's got you pastel colors. It doesn't feel like a health food product to me. You know,
you
was
know,
that very deliberate positioning from the start?
It's completely deliberate.
Mm-hmm.
It's completely deliberate because I always thought that when you go into sugar-reduced products, well, at least that's my experience from when I was young, we'd go into these shops, which would be like, you know, it's like the organic, like you go in and it like has a strange smell inside and you're just like already like, oh. And it wasn't like even the chocolates, I mean, it wasn't like, oh, yum, I'm going to have one of those, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I can't have those? Well, I'll have that one then.
Yeah, it feels like a bit of a cop-out styling.
Yeah. And I found that it was really sad for people who had issues with a diabetes or whatever to not be able to indulge already, but not be able to at least have a little something that looks and tastes good, you know what I
absolutely.
Mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I agree with you for sure. So if we talk about the formulation then, because obviously I've done a lot of research on this and I have some questions. The front of the pack, you know, on the gift box, for example, it does say stevia, but then you turn it over and then you've got the maltitol as well. So tell us how the two work together and what they bring to the table.
Well, the first of all, the stevia is, if you take the maltitol has a laxative effect.
Yes.
And that was the problem with the previous formulation, because when you use over 10% of maltitol in chocolates, then you have the famous laxative effect. And this you don't want.
No.
So
some people might, but. Most
yeah,
people.
Some people might. But
if you're constipated, it could be great.
Yeah, right. but most people don't. So we thought stevia was a good alternative. But to find a recipe which was tasty, it was quite difficult because you have to find the balance, right?
Yeah.
Because if you know, stevia has a strange taste. Huh? It tastes a bit like a a metal kind of some products with
I don't get that at all. Like I eat a lot of stevia and I have never had it, but yet other people get it. You know, it's completely different on your palate.
Yeah, it's true. And so we didn't want that to happen, right? So we had to find the right balance between one and the other. And maltitol, it replaces also the volume. It replaces volume of the sugar. Huh?
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
So we need it. It's a natural sugar coming from corn or wheat, and we do need that in the recipe. Yeah, okay. To get the structure and everything to get the right balance.
Did you look at using erythritol at all? Because that's another sugar alcohol.
Yeah, some people ask us, but it has that cold feeling, that cold taste. You know, you put it in your mouth and you feel the cooling.
Could effect. Be good for a mint chocolate.
Yeah, probably. Could be probably good for a mint chocolate. Yeah, some people use it.
Yeah.
But no, we didn't want to use erythritol.
Okay. But you do have another special ingredient. Tell us about the chicory root inulin, because this is one of the most interesting parts of this product. I mean, from a gut health perspective, what does it actually do for a person eating the chocolate?
So inulin is a prebiotic.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from chicory fiber.
Yeah.
It's a bit sticky, but it doesn't have taste. So there again, you have to be careful when using it in chocolate, because you don't want that sticky, you don't want the sticky effect on the chocolate. You still want the smooth melting effect. And that's what's so difficult when you make this kind of formulation like Perlège, is to find really the right balance between all the different ingredients. The inulin is a fiber coming, so as I said, from chicory. It feeds the good bacteria in the colon.
Yeah.
And that leaves less space for the bad bacteria. And it increases the volume of the stool and helps against constipation.
Well, you've already got the maltitol for that as well. So you've got a lovely double whammy.
Yeah.
It is better for the microbiome. And I love that little extra, you know, because it means you know, you're having your treat and you're also doing something good for your body at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
As long as you don't overindulge, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Huh? You've asked me about the serving size as well. And I would say something between 25 and 30 grams.
Right.
Is good. Don't overdo it, because then... I mean, anyway, if you have an issue with sugar, you still have some calories left, even if they're less calories, but you still have some calories. And there still is sugar by nature, which is there. It's naturally there. So it's not added, but still there is sugar in the product. So you can't just eat the whole 85 gram for family bar. No,
not really. Because I think many consumers do assume that reduced sugar automatically means reduced calories, but that's not the case. I mean, I did my maths and it actually works. Perlège is about 12% fewer calories.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
And tell us now, Choc & Co holds certifications, including IFHES, isn't it?
IFHES
and Organic Fair Trade. What does that quality control look like when you're working with this kind of formulation? Is it more complex than the standard chocolate?
No, because we have a dedicated line to this product anyway. So, no, it doesn't make any difference. It's a certification which we have to have nowadays. I mean, everybody has to have this type of certification in a factory, just to make sure that everything is completely traceable. That if there are any quality issues, it will be followed up and can be traced. Where did the problem come from? How is it solved? Et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you have cleanliness, hygiene, traceability. What else can I say? Yeah, it's it's just something that has we have to have it.
Yeah.
And it keeps evolving. So every year we have to add something, you know. So it's I think it's very good because it makes you get better and better and better and better. And yeah, sometimes they exaggerate a bit in their questions, but in the end,
it's worth it.
Yeah, it's important. And like it's like working with Japan, you know, when you work with Japan, you know, you're going to get questions about quality all the time. And if you can work with Japanese, then you can work absolutely anywhere.
Ah, good to know. Good to know. Mm-hmm. In your words, Angela, tell us, who is Palege generally for? If you had to describe your ideal customer, what's their life like? Why does this product speak to them specifically?
Well, as I said, it's for all those. It's not for one specific community, because nowadays there are those that have issues, real issues with sugar intake. And then there are those who just don't want to eat too much sugar.
Yeah.
You know, they want to reduce their sugar intake.
Yeah.
So for either reason, I want to be there for them to have a nice piece of chocolate. You know, Belgian chocolate is very known and appreciated in the world. And I think everybody should be able to eat a nice piece of chocolate. Yeah, that's really the idea behind it. Mm-hmm. And you know, my granddaughter is a diabetic type 1.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and she's allowed to eat Palege, and mm-hmm. you know, this makes me happy that she can also have a piece of chocolate. You know,
I love How old is she? Can I ask?
She's 8 years old now.
Amazing. But of course, in moderation.
Yeah, of course, in moderation. Of course. But then, you know what? I think if you have diabetes, you won't eat anything sweet in great quantities, even if it's sugar reduced.
Well, you can't. Your body won't let you, really.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, well, you shouldn't really want to. And I think, you know, the sugar reduction is having a real cultural moment right now. A lot of people are wearing the continuous glucose monitors.
Yeah.
They're going mainstream. There's the glucose tracking experiments. There's the sugar tax conversation going on. Do you feel like the market is finally catching up with where Palege was years ago? Because, I mean, you said it was started in 1984. So,
yeah, I think it's kind of sad. But yes, it's. Yeah, I think it's sad because all these people are having issues, you know. I think that's really sad. But of course. I mean, Palege is we see it every year. It's more important because you know, the it's not only Europe or England. It's also especially all the Mediterranean countries.
Yeah,
they love sugar. They love sugar, and it's a trend. But at the same time, there's the good and the bad trend. The bad trend being the people who are sick, and the good trend being those who want to just eat less sugar.
Yeah, I mean, chocolate is part of our culture. It really is.
I think
95% of people in the world eat chocolate. So
I think so.
The only person I know that doesn't actually is my son, who's 3. He doesn't eat sweets or chocolate.
Yeah, my brother-in-law. He doesn't like chocolate.
He doesn't like chocolate. Yeah, so there you go. There are a few of them out there.
There are a few.
So talk us through the range. What products does Palege currently offer? And what are the differences between like the milk and dark varieties?
There are 6 bars.
Mm-hmm.
Filled and non-filled.
Okay.
Those are 45 grams. It's like a snack which you can, take along or share because they're big squares.
They are. Chunky.
Yeah, chunky. Mm. Yeah, chunky. And then you have 6 family bars, which are non-filled.
Yeah.
I think your favorite one was the caramel.
Correct.
Yeah,
I loved it.
yeah,
But I
yeah.
do need a mint chocolate, please. I'm obsessed with
Yes,
mint chocolate.
yes,
So
yes. We have
hopefully
it
that will come.
in regular, but
Okay.
not yet in Perlèche. But it is a good idea,
Okay.
and I always say, why not? Huh? You
Why
never know.
not? Yeah, for
And then
sure.
we have a new format, which is it's called La Petite Perlège, the small Perlège, and it's a 25 gram like a tiny family bar.
Okay.
It's yeah, and it's only at the moment in dark chocolate, like.
That's kind of like your dose, your daily dose almost, you know? So
Exactly.
that's the
Yeah,
amount you're recommending. That's your daily dose. So
exactly.
you could take maybe four of them if you go away for a 4-day holiday, that kind of thing, just after
Exactly.
dinner. And
Yeah,
what
and
about the
then
gift box? I mean, I love the gift box, little
with the
chocolate
pralines,
pleasures.
yeah. That's a gift box with we have the one with 170 grams. It has three, six, nine pralines, the small ones, and
Okay.
then you have a larger one. And yeah, different flavors, milk, dark with gianduja inside, and
Yeah.
different, yeah,
Can
just
I ask? I
simple
don't
and classic.
absolutely. Can I ask? Because in Britain anyway, we are used to having the flavor guides inside. There was
Yeah.
no flavor guide. So I'm a bit like, ooh, I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm like, I don't know
It's
what flavors. It's a surprise. Is that
yeah.
intentional?
No, the flavor guide is inside, I think.
Well, oh, really?
Did you
Wasn't
not get
No, it wasn't in my
it?
box. Is
Oh.
it? It was definitely not on the top.
Yeah,
Which I don't know
okay.
where we were like, where is it? Where is it? And some people were like, no, it's all good. Let's
Oh,
just get stuck in.
damn.
And I was like, oh no, I need to know what I'm eating. But it does come with a flavor
Intentional.
guide.
Huh? There
It does
is,
come.
yes. Yes.
Okay.
So
So
it
you're
was
just
not
testing me.
intentional.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. You're just testing me. That's fair enough.
Exactly. It was your
Okay.
surprise, little
Yes. Thank you. Thank
surprise.
you. It
But
went
you
down very
enjoyed
well.
them.
Oh, yes, they did not last long, let me tell you. Not long at all. Okay, let's get back. So let's talk about then the distribution. Pelage is available through some beautifully independent retailers here in the UK. Is this something, are you looking for more stockists? Would you like to be in supermarkets and stuff like that as well? Or are you happy to be more online? What is your aim for the Pelage?
No, it's yeah, of course we want to expand always,
Yeah.
huh? Of course we want to expand. As you know, we work with distributors in the different countries, and our distributors are the ones who are yeah, selling to the different shops, huh?
Okay,
So
yeah.
they're the ones with their agents
I
going
see.
around all over England and selling the product. Yeah.
Okay.
But
I
for
think it would
sure, yeah,
work.
they're growing. It's growing every year. It's growing every
Yeah. I mean,
year.
it would be amazing for like Holland and Barrett, Waitrose, you know, I think it needs to be
Exactly.
a lot
Yeah, that would
more
be
mass
great.
marketed out there for
Yeah,
everybody.
yeah,
Yeah, and
yeah.
it's such a
That would
great
be
price
wonderful.
range as well, you know, like
Yeah.
£2.50, £5, £10, you know, for Belgian chocolate, it's extraordinary pricing, I think.
And you have to keep in mind about the quality also, because I think sometimes maybe people will say, oh, well, that's expensive. Oh, that's cheap. Well, that's expensive, and compare two things, but they're not really comparing the right products. And our milk chocolate has a 57% of cocoa.
Yes.
And our dark chocolate has 85% cocoa content. So
Amazing.
it's a really, I mean, it makes a difference.
Absolutely. Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely. And I have to say that you have kindly offered a discount to Pure Joe listeners from
Yes.
your own website, but I'm going to save that to the end of the show so people have to
Okay.
listen to get that one. But thank you for that. And before I finish, tell us, is there anything in the pipeline already? I know we've discussed it a bit, but is there anything specific in the pipeline for Pelage? Obviously, you've got your brand new little 25 gram bar.
We just finished now revamping the whole range. We added that little bar. We're probably gonna have a new gift box, And then we take it from there, and we'll see how it turns with this new design and everything.
Watch it grow.
And then grow and add maybe the mint chocolate
Lovely.
or the small squares, you know, the 5 gram squares. That's also something that we can add. Well, there are many possibilities.
Many possibilities
Yeah,
indeed.
many.
Fabulous. And finally, tell us, Andrea, how and where can people find Pelage, you, etc., on social media and online?
Oh yeah, we have our website, which is the Café Tasse website. So www.cafe, CAFE with a minus TASSE dot com.
Com.
And on there you have the whole when you go to no sugar added, you have the whole Perlage range.
Okay, definitely we will. Thank you so much, Andrea. It has been absolutely
Thank
fascinating.
you.
I wish you and the brand continued success and growth. Thank you for your
Thank
openness and your
you.
warmth. It has been a pleasure having you on Pure Joe Hack or Hype.
Thank you very much, Joanna.
Now, we are going to hear from our sponsors, but don't go anywhere because when I come back, I'm going to give you my full, honest, bio-individual breakdown on Pelage Belgian chocolate, including something that happened during my testing that I think you're going to find very interesting. Is it hack, is it hype, or does it depend entirely on who you are and how well you know your own body? Oh, plus, I'll also give you the special purchasing discount. Stay with me.
The station that makes you feel good.
What if your worst dreams aren't your enemy?
Falling, cheating, being chased, naked, drowning, losing teeth. What if I fail? What if something goes wrong?
I'm Teresa Chung, dream expert, best-selling author, and co-host of The Healing Power of Your Dreams. And in my latest title, Extreme Dreaming, I reveal a powerful truth. There are no bad dreams.
They feel so real, but that's so you remember them.
They're messages, signals, transformative gifts guiding you toward clarity.
Click on the Extreme Dreaming discount banner link on UK Health Radio homepage and learn to decode even your darkest dreams.
Extreme Dreaming.
Are you ready to listen?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to Pure Joe Hack or Hype on the UK Health Radio with me, your host, Johanna. Now that you have heard from Andrea, I want to go a little bit deeper on the formulation of Pelage because I think understanding what is actually in this chocolate helps you get more out of it. And this is where it gets really interesting. Pelage uses three things in place of sugar. The first is stevia, the hero of the front of the pack story. The challenge with stevia in chocolate has always been the potential for a slight bitter or cooler aftertaste. But formulation technology has come a long way, and I'll tell you exactly how I found it in my testing in a moment. Second, as we heard from Andrea, they use maltitol, a sugar alcohol present at less than 10% of the bar. Maltitol is used to solve a structural problem. When you take the sugar out of chocolate, you also remove the bulk that the sugar provides. The reason they've kept it below 10% is vital because at higher risk, maltitol can have a laxative effect in the colon because the bodies lack the enzymes to be able to break it down. So the colon bacteria ferment it instead. Below 10%, most people tolerate it pretty well. The third ingredient, and this is the one I found fascinating, is chicory root inulin at around 20% of the bar. Inulin is a prebiotic fiber. It feeds the beneficial bacteria in your colon. So how does Pelage really stand out when we compare it to mainstream chocolate sugar content? Well, Cadbury's Dairy Milk is 56 grams of sugar per 100 grams. Galaxy is 58 grams of sugar per 100 grams. And Lindt chocolate is 50 grams of sugar per 100 grams. Pelage is 10 to 11 grams of sugar per 100 grams. That's approximately 80% less than Cadbury's. On fat and calories, Pearlège contains around 12% fewer calories than regular chocolate overall. Not a dramatic reduction because cocoa butter is still a calorie-dense ingredient. But the sugar difference is extraordinary. For diabetics and anyone managing blood sugar, the glycemic impact of this product is fundamentally different to mainstream chocolate. The maltitol has a glycemic index of approximately 35, significantly lower than sugar at 65. The stevia and inulin have zero glycemic impact. So for insulin-resistant individuals, this matters enormously. So you want to know what happened when my family and I tested the whole range of Pearlège chocolate? I bet you do. Well, let's start from the moment that the package arrived and we'll go all the way through to something that happened in my household that I think you're going to want to stay tuned for. The packaging is generally excellent and worth talking about. Before I even tasted a single square, I gave the packaging an 8.5 out of 10 and I want to tell you why. My immediate reaction when I opened the box, it's premium, modern, female-friendly, clean, giftable, and crucially, it doesn't look like a diet product or a diabetic food. That last point actually matters more than you might think because many reduced sugar chocolates get this badly wrong. They accidentally look medicinal, clinical, apologetic almost. This does not. This looks like something you would choose to buy as a treat or a gift, not something you'd reach for out of necessity. This is a very deliberate and very smart piece of brand positioning. The outer boxes of the bigger bars are crafted from cardboard, recyclable, premium feeling. The bar wrappers are protective foil and paper to preserve the freshness and block light and moisture. Inside the gift box, the individual chocolates sit in recyclable PET trays. The whole thing looks and feels luxurious, elegant, chic. It feels like a special purchase, which actually plays into the reduced sugar message perfectly, because when something feels premium and indulgent, you naturally want to savor it rather than gobble the whole lot up. The packaging itself is quietly working in favor of moderation. So how does Pearlège compare to traditional chocolate brands? Well, it feels more feminine, it's softer, it's more wellness orientated. A lot of the chocolate brands, they still rely on the dark backgrounds, the gold foil, the heavy typography, and the traditional luxury cues. But Pearlège feels fresher and more contemporary. It has a beautiful pastel colour palette, which is very much of the moment. The illustrations on the front of the boxes, you've got a cocoa pod, an orange, a hazelnut, a salt crystal. They tell you the flavour instantly without reading a single word. Nothing feels cluttered. And the recyclable cardboard fits perfectly with where the consumer expectations around sustainability are heading. People now associate cardboard with responsibility and foil-heavy packaging with being sort of old-fashioned, I think. An honest observation I would like to tell you is that the reduced sugar message is on the front of each bar, but only upon looking at the ingredients can you see exactly what they use. On the gift box, it does say sweetened with stevia on the front, which is slightly misleading, as then you go and read the small print on the back and it does say maltitol as well. Next, I tested Pearlège for its appearance and it got a score of 5 out of 5, faultless across every single product in the range. Every bar, every square, every mini, identical colour, identical gloss, a beautiful cocoa bean imprinted, pressed into each individual square. The snap is clean and crisp. Don't you just love that when you snap off a square of chocolate? The minis are more generous than you expect. They're sort of more like a proper biscuit bar than a token miniature. Visually, it is premium Belgian chocolate, full stop. As for the aroma, I give it sort of four out of five. It's present, but it's not the strongest element. The 82% dark varieties carry more intensity, as you would expect. The milk varieties are softer on the nose. Nothing alarming, nothing to suggest artificial sweeteners. Next, I looked at the taste and the flavour, and this is the result I was most curious about. I mean, personally, I am a fan of stevia for sweetening products. I know everyone isn't, but I am. And with Pearlège, there was no bitter aftertaste across the entire range. No stevia off note whatsoever. The dark chocolate at 82% is smooth, intense, and deeply satisfying. Exactly what high percentage dark chocolate should be. The milk caramel chocolate was the unanimous favorite, tested across my whole family. The orange in the dark chocolate and the orange variety pops out beautifully, actually a bit stronger than the chocolate itself, which everyone loved. The hazelnut and sea salt varieties we decided could be a bit more generous with their inclusion of those flavors, more salt, more hazelnuts. But that's a personal preference, of course. The mini bars are surprisingly substantial, as I said, and the flavors are genuine and the chocolate is excellent. As for the texture, that got a score of 5 out of 5 as well. Exceptional, melts evenly and smoothly on the tongue. Nothing gritty, nothing waxy, nothing chalky. There are no sugar crystal grittiness because there are no sugar crystals. The cocoa to milk ratio across the milk varieties is beautifully balanced. This is Belgian chocolate behaving exactly as it should. Now I want to share with you something that happened during our testing, because this is exactly what Pure Joe Hack and Hype is all about. Real people, real bodies, real results. During our tasting session, one member of my family went back for considerably more chocolate than was perhaps wise. They have always been a big chocolate eater, finding it hard to stop once they start. And let's be honest, that is many people, I should think. Having already had tested multiple products throughout the day, he went on to devour a majority of each bar after dinner. He loved them that much. Well, he had quite a night. Gas, stomach cramps, gurgling. I'll leave the rest to your imagination. We can laugh about it now, but it was a real reaction and it is important information for you guys to know. So here's what was happening in his body. This chocolate contains two ingredients that are both dose-dependent gut triggers. Maltitol passes through to the colon undigested and ferments there. Inulin does exactly the same thing. The fermentation is what gives it its prebiotic benefit. But that same process produces gas, especially in larger quantities, or if your gut is not accustomed to prebiotic fiber. In moderate amounts, both are well tolerated by most people, but combine them with overindulgence and your body will let you know. So, lessons learned. As a result, I have set a rule for consuming Pelege chocolates based on testing. I am calling it the 2-square rule, and I'm putting it out there officially on the UK Health Radio. 2 squares of Pelege should be the recommended daily dose. That gives you the chocolate satisfaction that you're craving, the prebiotic benefit for your gut, and the low sugar win. All in 2 squares. It's not a restriction, it's sort of more like a prescription. As I said, your body will enforce it if you don't. And we should all remember that it's important to say, read the full ingredients label, not just the front of the pack. Last but not least, let me tell you about my review of the Pelege gift box. This is called the Little Chocolate Pleasures Box. It's chic and it's genuinely a lovely gift, very well priced, around £10. It has a recyclable cardboard box, which feels premium, and it says on the front, sweetened with stevia, which personally would make me purchase it from a shop. The chocolate itself is mouth-wateringly delicious, extremely high-end. Verdict time, the moment you've all been waiting for. Pelege reduced to sugar chocolates are a hack for diabetics and insulin-resistant individuals. If you are someone who is managing type 2 diabetes or insulin resistance and you miss real chocolate, this is a genuinely meaningful option for you. Always consult your healthcare provider, obviously, and honestly, do stick to my 2-square rule, please. If you are somebody who is following a lower sugar lifestyle, you'll also find that Pelege is a hack for you. It's got approximately 80% less sugar than Cadbury's. That's not a small reduction, it's a whole category shift. If you are somebody wanting to support your gut health, then it's a hack also, because the chicory root inulin is a scientifically validated prebiotic. You are feeding your good bacteria by eating this bar of chocolate. Well, the 2 squares that you're going to eat. It's a functional benefit that you're not getting from a bar of Cadbury's. If you're into premium chocolate gifting, then Pelege is a hack too. The packaging, the positioning, the price point, it's a genuinely beautiful gift. I love the gift box myself. I think it's amazing value. It's perfect for somebody who's health conscious, someone reducing their sugar intake, and honestly, anyone who appreciates really good Belgian chocolate. It can be a hack for children too. but in moderation. My daughter loved every bit of chocolate she ate from the Prelege range. And as a mum, I was happy that she's eating something with lower sugar content and that is better for her teeth. But I would say keep your kids to this two square rule, as their digestive systems may be slightly more sensitive to the inulin. Small quantities, it is still a treat, but it's definitely not a free-for-all. Please remember that. Finally, if you are someone who loves fine chocolates, breaks off two squares, savors them, then Prelege is made for you. The packaging, the elegance, the premium feel, it all encourages a more mind and body health-conscious, slower experience with chocolate. And I genuinely believe that this is a wellness behavior worth enforcing and how we should all be eating. I'm going to be bold and say, be aware of Prelege chocolates if you have IBS or a known FODMAP sensitivity or even a known polio sensitivity. In these cases, proceed with caution and start with a very small amount to test your response. The two square rule is especially important for you. I mean, how do you eat your chocolates? Once you start, can you stop? Or are you that person that has to gobble the whole bar in one sitting? In that case, if you are, then Prelege is a hype for you. If you cannot stop at two squares, this is not a product that you can eat freely. So you have to know your limits. I would also say it's hype if you have a significant digestive condition. If you have Crohn's disease, severe IBS, or other significant gut conditions, you should speak to your healthcare provider before consuming products containing maltitol or inulin regularly. And if you are expecting a low calorie treat, because Prelege is not a low calorie treat, if your goal is calorie reduction rather than sugar reduction, this may not move the needle enough for you. The calorie difference is modest at around 12% fewer calories than standard chocolate. The cocoa butter content is still significant, so Prelege is not a low calorie product. It is a low sugar product. My honest takeaway: if you stick to my two square rule, Prelege is a premium Belgium chocolate with approximately 80% less sugar than mainstream chocolate, added prebiotic fiber that is actively supporting your gut microbiome. It has no stevia off note, exceptional texture, beautiful packaging, and it genuinely does not taste like a compromise. It tastes like very good Belgian chocolate, because that's what it is. Do remember though, two squares, savor them. That's your daily dose, your daily treat. Everything in moderation. And in this case, moderation is actually built into the product itself. Your body will enforce it if you don't. Please read the label, know what you're eating, and enjoy every square. If your mouth is watering after all that, Andrea has kindly organized a 10% discount using the code PUREJOE, P-U-R-E-J-O, at checkout. It is valid on their own web shop, which is cafe-tasse.com/en. That's cafe-tasse.com/en. And it's valid on every item without a minimum purchase. Next time on Pure Joe Hack or Hype, we're stepping into one of wellness's most talked about trends, grounding. I'll be testing grounding trainers, sandals, and socks. Can what you wear really reconnect you with the earth and change how you feel? We'll explore the science, the claims, and whether grounding delivers real benefits. Are they a genuine hack or hype? Or does it depend on you? Be sure you're following the show so you don't miss it. Finally, thank you so much for being here and listening to my second Pure Joe Hack or Hype episode. I would love for this to be a community conversation. So if there is a wellness trend, product, supplement, test, or treatment you would like me to investigate, please do send me a message on Instagram. That's johanna_livewell.travelmore. Thanks again for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please do share and like. It means a lot to me. Remember, don't believe the hype until we've hacked it apart. See you next time. Thank you for listening to Pure Joe Hack or Hype. If this episode helped you, follow the show and share it with someone who's ready to stop wasting money on wellness trends. You can find me on Instagram at johanna_livewell.travelmore and at purejoe.com. I'll see you next time, where we put something else to the test. Because if it's not right for you, it's not worth your money. God bless and stay well your way.